My name is Julia Rudy, and my husband Brian and I are going to share with you what makes St. Paul's such a joyful place for us. St. Paul's has been a special place for our family, even before we started attending church here a few short years ago. In 2007, I sought out a preschool that would be loving and playful for my two-year-old. What I found through the recommendations of neighbors was St. Paul's Preschool, and in the fall of 2007, my oldest child attended preschool in Miss Pam and Miss Elizabeth's two-year-old class. I tell you this story because I felt the teachers gave my extremely curious, somewhat mischievous two-year-old a sense of calm and joy. This gave me 2 days a week for 3 hours to pause, take a breath, and enjoy my six-month-old baby. St. Paul's Preschool gave me calm during a difficult while rewarding few years. For 6 years, our children attended St. Paul's Preschool, and all of our boys' teachers were exceptional. Several of our own parishioners are preschool teachers. Our introduction to St. Paul's Church was through what I consider one of its most important ministries.
As Julie said, and like many of you I've come to know, before our oldest child was born, we thought we had it all together. We thought we could prepare our child, but more importantly ourselves, for the joy of parenthood. It didn't take us long to recognize that the spirit within our children would, and did, benefit from something more. We're thrilled to have found St. Paul's Preschool, and the staff that makes it what it is. I didn't spend a lot of time on the campus those first few years. I hardly knew where it was. I didn't do drop-offs or pickups very often, but I did participate in such things as Christmas programs, donuts with dads, and of course I was sure to partake in a lobster or three. When I did visit, I couldn't help but notice a few things. First, I kept seeing that banner out front. All are welcome. All, I thought, really? Those of you who have come to know me know I'm a special case, so I was quick to dismiss it. But each time I pulled into the lot, there it was. Second, as Julie mentioned, I noticed the teachers, how genuinely kind and loving they were to my boys and to all the children in the school. Third, I noticed something else. My boys were talking about church. When my oldest started telling me about Father BJ and saying that going to chapel was so awesome this week, I knew something was up. Julie and I were married in a Roman Catholic church in Toledo, Ohio. For Julie's family, it was their family church, and for my family, though, it was a bit different. My mom's faith was predominant in my house growing up Roman Catholic. My dad's side, well, let's just say Old Testament. My parents granted my sister and me the freedom to explore the tradition that was most meaningful to us. It meant going to both church and to temple on the respective holidays, but I never committed to just one journey. We aren't quite Cary natives, but it has been almost 2 decades since I moved here, and almost as long for Julie. Naturally, we settled on the Roman Catholic Church down the street. As when I was a kid, it was holidays and Sundays when we felt like it, but feeling like it didn't come often. As our boys got older, our recognition of the criticality of a faith tradition in their lives became stronger and stronger. Unfortunately, no matter how hard we tried, being welcome was not something we felt there. It was a crisp fall Sunday. We struggled to get the boys in the car. We just knew we were going to be late. As we drove on to Maynard, the clock showed 8:43. As we turned on to High House, 8:46. There you have it. We were late. Julie and I looked at each other and said at that moment, almost in sync, St. Paul's is at 9, right? Julie had already stopped by for a service here once or twice, and the audit went well, so I was willing to give it a shot, too. It wasn't the clock's fault, but it was about time. It was time to test that all are welcome thing. You couldn't really mean all, could you?
It was the first Sunday of Advent, which has special meaning to me. We started at the beginning of the church calendar and kept coming back every week. I remember two things that first Sunday. looking at the card in the pew and pointing to my husband, the tips for attending with small children. At that point, I knew all really were welcome, even squirmy little children like ours. I also remember several moms of children that my kids went to preschool with, truly and warmly welcoming us with hugs and hellos. A few months later, I was received by the church and began to become involved with several ministries. Someone asked me just a few months ago why we became so involved so quickly, and I joked that we needed to catch up for lost time. But honestly, we give of our time, talent, and treasure because St. Paul's feeds us both spiritually and emotionally. This year's campaign is focused on joy, just one yes. But let me elaborate on what the joy of St. Paul's is to our family. Joy is the couple who approached us one day after church and told us that our children were lovely and how they reminded them of their own children who are now grown adults. Joy is the outreach projects that our church participates in. Nets for Life, USO, Hermano Day, ASP, Our Little Roses, St. Nicholas Day, and more. Joy is working on the courtyard several years ago, planting and digging, with our own children helping on several of those work days. Joy is the children's chapel, watching the children's processional and helping to teach the lesson. Joy is the kids' club, a place for our children to go when we have a meeting or, as today, we're up here before you. Joy is the volunteers of our faith community who make so many programs possible. Joy is the homily which we listen to each week that feeds us spiritually. Joy is the metaphor of the three-legged stool of scripture, tradition, and reason. Joy is the sacraments. Joy is receiving the Eucharist with my family at the rail while they receive a blessing or the Eucharist. And joy is our community and the blessings that each of us bring.
Joy is sitting in a pew and not being able to hear what you think you should and saying to yourself, oh, I think I can help with that. Joy is being up your elbows in cement in the courtyard, or as in my older son's case, up above his head in a storm drain, finding that big rock that was impeding the flow. Joy is being in a place that sees you for who you are in God's eyes, nothing more and nothing less. Joy is being part of an organization whose mission is so clear and whose actions are so real that you know exactly where your time and financial support is going. Joy is a beach week, fishing the jetty by day and eating our catch from Willis's Fish Market for dinner and relaxing at night. And finally, joy is a heartfelt blessing when it is needed, and looking into the heart of the church through the eyes of clergy who can empathize, not just sympathize. I'm a measures-oriented guy. My job dictates it. And this is one measure that floored me the other day. If I were to add up all of the holidays, all of the just-felt-like-it Sundays, even those Sundays when visiting grandparents, I have been in this sanctuary almost more than any other in my life. Add to that the fact that I actually enjoy being here, that my boys feel like it is a natural thing to do, and that regardless of my fault, Brent Wood still welcomes me to Bible study and gives me a hard time when I get distracted by coffee hour. I'm truly thrilled to have become part of this community, not just because it feels right, but because I know it's right for me and for my family. What once was having to go to church as a kid has become getting to go to a place where I am truly welcomed, a place where parables meet pragmatism, a place where I want to give of my time, talent, and other gifts, and a place that truly does bring joy to my family. Today, I find myself continuing along the journey, along a path most of you have beaten before me. We came here because of the preschool, and we have stayed because we are welcome. As I go out those doors each Sunday, I see the words on the banner in reverse. What beckoned me as an overt sign of welcome reminds me as I leave to remember why I came in. Not because a person told me to, but because I was called through an open door. Today, Julie, Nathan, Owen, and I have found friendships far beyond what we could have imagined in this town, so far from the cities where Julie and I grew up. We have found a community within these walls that nurtures itself through the caring of others. A community that welcomes a him or a her into a community of us, not because we're told to, but because we know how it felt and how it continues to feel when we are welcomed ourselves. Julie and I would like to thank the Stewardship Committee for inviting us to share our words with you today and hope that they inspire you to reflect on the joys that St. Paul's brings to you and to your family. Thank you.